The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Kieran Mazaria, CEO of Cadence Minerals. KDNC is the ticker there. Kieran, thanks for joining me.
A pleasure as always, Justin.
Yeah, you've been busy day yesterday. Three RNSs come out, so we're going to tackle two of those. A general operations update, and also you've updated the mineral resource of the Amapa iron ore project there. So before we get into all that, Kieran, I know different parts of the business. So just summarise, if you could, Cadence Minerals for people not familiar.
Yeah, absolutely, Justin. So Cadence is an investment company investing in its primary asset at the moment is the iron ore asset in Amapa, Brazil. And it also has other investments in the lithium and rare earth sector, which are all sort of critical elements in fueling the electrification of vehicles and electrification of and new energy and new energy mix.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, like I said, you said the Amapa iron ore project there, that's got the potential to transform the company's valuation. So let's deal with that, because you did an update yesterday. So first of all, let's go into the bank creditor settlement. What's happening there, if you could, Kieran?
Yeah, as we announced a couple of months ago, we'd reached in principle settlement with the bank. So this was a critical point in us being able to progress and make our investment into the Amapa project, because in the absence of that bank settlement, we were unable to effectively complete or execute the judicial recovery process and therefore release our money, which we've already got in escrow of $2.5 million, which then vests our 20%. Mm-hmm. So we announced that a couple of months ago. And at this point in time, they're just going through the drafting of the legal documentation so that we can execute that as soon as possible. I'd say it's taken a bit longer than expected. You've got to understand that we're dealing with three different banks with three different corporate cultures across two countries, and one of the banks are parastatal. So they take time. They've got more administrative process, and they're not as quick on their feet to make decisions just because of whom they are. And relatively, this sort of loan is a very small amount comparative to the rest of their non-performing loan book. So it's just taking a bit more time, but you know, we've got an agreement in principle. We just need to go through and execute the final document. So once that's done, we get into our 20%, and we then have 20% of the Amapa project. And as you said, there's real potential transformation project for Cadence.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, like you say, things always take a bit longer than expected. I mean, like I said before, this year no one planned for COVID, but that's happened. Look, that upset the plan. So, okay, so let's go into the operations then, and also the updated mineral resource, if you could, Kieran.
Yeah, and so yes, that's really important, because actually, despite typically you would actually get the bank's secured creditors done first, and then you start these operations. But we're confident in achieving that goal, so we've already started investing time, effort, and money in terms of the operations and the mineral resource estimate. Now, in terms of operations, what have we been really focusing on? I think the most important thing that we've done, we already carried out a desktop study and a high-level review of the Amapa project, which was part and parcel of our investment to make our investment. Now we're doing a scoping study. Now, this scoping study provides basically an accuracy of about 40% or thereabouts onto all the economics around the project. Now, you need to do further work. So what we've done is updated the mineral resource estimate, which we can talk about in a second. And we're now in the process of that mineral resource estimate gets put into what I call a mine schedule. So we then start to understand on a month-by-month basis, on an NPV basis, what is our revenue per block of iron ore that we're mining or we plan to mine. And we're also going to be COVID travel restrictions, COVID travel restrictions dependent, do what they call effectively a conditioning engineering port on the beneficiation plant and a tailing storage facility review. So those are really the three outstanding items on the scoping study. And once that's done, we are ready to publish that. That's really something great to look forward to. And we anticipate we'll be able to do that after we've got the bank settlements with the credit settlement with the bank creditors finalized and executed. So that's really a sort of the operation work that we're doing right now on the scoping studies, and that's really important then leading to the bankable feasibility study, which then leads to commissioning. In addition to that, what we're doing as well on the ground is that Dev Minarsal, the operating company, has already started interacting with the relevant regulatory authorities, in particularly the ANM, which is the mining authority in Brazil. And we're doing that because that is what's required. So for our Cadence's next tranche of investment, all the operating licenses have had to be granted. So Dev is already starting that process of engaging with ANM, bringing those mining licenses in, regularizing those mining licenses, which then leads to all the operational licenses being granted, subject to reporting, et cetera, et cetera. So that's really important. That's, you know, starting work that would normally start sequentially after the bank settlement and doing that early so we can start and hopefully shortening timelines. Yeah. And then the other thing is that, you know, as we know, the next things after bank settlement is that we're going to be shipping iron ore. And that iron ore from the stockpile, about 1.3 million tons, is a critical attraction to this story because it generates revenue, which means technically our subsidiary, you know, our investment is profitable as soon as we have, you know, within the year that we are, take our ownership. So one of the things that we're wanting to do is what to try and take advantage of these higher iron ore prices, which is result of sort of China's stimulus at the moment as a result of COVID. And what we're doing is that we're looking at additional capacity, whether it be at our port or elsewhere, to supplement the public port capacity so that we can ship the iron ore that's at stockpile at a faster rate. Thereby crystallizing value quicker in that iron ore stockpile. So as you can see, it's really quite busy there operationally, despite maybe the bank settlement taking a bit longer than expected.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and as I say, there's lots going on there, but to you, in your mind, what's the next sort of critical milestone you're hoping to achieve, Karen, that will move this on?
Well, for us, as we've just said, bank creditors is immediate critical milestone. Shipping of the iron ore is the next one. Then embarking on all the studies that are required to bring this to recommissioning, and also, you know, getting all the licenses and operational licenses. So basically, what we're trying to envisage, and the plan still remains the case, is from around. From the shipping of the first iron ore stockpile to recommissioning, including all the recommissioning of the equipment and refurbishment of the equipment, is around 18 to 24 months. So at that point, we will be, you know, mining new material on what is now, we've increased the mineral resource by about 20% from when Anglo had it in 2012. So utilizing that mineral resource of 176 million tons to have a mine life of 13 to 14 years, and given the cost structure or envisaged cost structure of this asset, you know, be highly profitable during those 13 to 14 years. We have a plan all the way out to end of mine life as we stand, but the near term over the next year is all going to be, or the coming year, it's all about shipping the iron ore stockpile, being profitable during that period, studies update, PFSs. So there's a lot of work going on, and subject to everything coming off, it's going to be a potential to add great value to Cadence.
Yeah, absolutely. And on a personal level, Kieran, of course, still lots of things to do there, but how are you feeling about it?
Personally, well, I've always felt bullish about it since, you know, we started looking at this in 2000 and it now seems a while, but late 2018. I've been bullish, but, you know, it's always important to have a realistic head on your shoulders. So we do have devil's advocates on the board, always trying to find potential holes and how we can improve things. But yes, I feel bullish about it because I can see value within there just because there is, because it was in administration, people didn't see part of that administration process. My history of working in Brazil, I could maybe understand that a bit better, understand the language, understand what needed to be done, and understand that, yes, it can be a protracted legal process, but ultimately the value it lies within the asset and the system, which is a port, railway and mine with a substantial resource which just needed recommissioning, rather than finding something from scratch and all the risks associated with that. So I've been positive because I could see past this fog of war or fog of legal issues. But once you're past that, it is an engineering solution, and I could see value through that engineering solution.
Yeah, marvellous stuff. Okay, Kieran, as always then, for people listening, like in the sound of what you're doing here, the progress you're making, but are not yet following the story, just give them the three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add Cadence Minerals to their watch list, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So Cadence Minerals is an investment company, and the three things that are important about it: it's involved in the iron ore asset of Amapa, which I would just highlighted the potential values there that exist there. That commodity, and secondly, it's involved in the iron ore commodity. Now, the iron ore commodity at the moment and for the foreseeable future is in a really positive set. It's on some, it's got very high value, and that's because of the stimulus that has been injected by China into its infrastructure. So therefore, steel and iron ore and high demand, which is great for this asset. And lastly, let's not forget about all our other assets, which we have European Metals Holdings, we have JV stakes in Bacanora and Hastings Technology Metals, which are all part and parcel of the suite of metals and minerals that make up the electrification of vehicles and battery storage, which are critical new elements in, let's call it, the new energy economy. So those are the three key reasons to follow Cadence Minerals.
Excellent stuff, Kieran. Good to chat to you as always, and like I said, lots going on, so hopefully we'll catch up in the not too distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you, as always, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.